On Friday, when we spoke of the Boise State-Nevada basketball game, we described it as a game that Boise State could still lose and make the NCAA tournament. It would probably be a little bit of a hit to the regular season chances as far as the Mountain West goes. And that's exactly what happened. Boise State came up 6 points short against Nevada. But Chris Lewis leaving the Lawler Event Center, I had felt that Boise State had not played up to its capabilities, did not shoot the ball well enough at 3 for 21 from 3-point range. If you'd given me those numbers in a vacuum, I would have said Boise State would lose by 15. I am enthused for the rematch on Valentine's Day the 14th, thinking that a lot of things will probably go better than they did down in Reno.
I think number one, it was a good college basketball game. And that's probably the number one takeaway, right? Like, there was that stretch in the second half, what, around like 13, 12, down to the 8-minute mark where they were just flying up and down the court. You saw the great athleticism that Nevada had, and you saw the discipline and the, you know, well-executed offense from Boise State. So, like, for one, like, are you disappointed when you see a very good basketball game, even if it goes against you, when the stakes weren't exactly that high? Like, it's one thing when it's in the Mountain West tournament. I don't care if it's a good game or a bad game. If Boise State goes out and loses, you feel really upset at the end of it. But as you being the one who was courtside, did it come across the same way as it did on the TV? To me, it just seemed like a high-level college basketball game. I don't remember too many, you know, games like that for Boise State where, you know, both teams clearly talented, clearly well coached, and both played a somewhat decent game other than Boise State. You can point to the 3-point percentage numbers. But Nevada, they do a great job defending the three. This isn't the first time they've held an opponent to well below their average shooting the three. They're one of the best 3-point percentage defenses in the nation.
And we talked about it on Friday, the ability of Nevada to switch and the fact that they have a point guard that's 6'4". That's a 3 to 4 inch height advantage on Boise State's point guards, and also 6'7" and athletic at every other position on the floor. This is a team that you are going to have trouble getting open on the wing to be able to get shots like that. Boise State, I thought, did a tremendous job of attacking the basket and getting points in the paint. They had 42 points to Nevada's 24 in the paint. There were a lot of great things. It was a sold-out atmosphere, two high-level teams going back and forth. I thought it was a tremendous college basketball game, and if you put a red jersey on one team, a blue jersey on the other, and didn't tell people who was playing out there, I think they would have thought they were seeing two top 20 teams play.
And we said before the game that, at least my perspective, yours might have differed a little bit, but like, I thought this was the house money game for Boise State. They didn't need to win it. The stakes for losing it weren't devastating. It wasn't like losing to a Utah State or to Wyoming like they already have this year, or to another one of the middle of the pack teams where losing really hurts your metrics. It's considered a bad loss. It's not to a team that's inside the top 25 in RPI, and it could really put a dent into your NCAA tournament at-large resume. Now, this wasn't one of those games, and they had Nevada later. They still have Nevada later on in this schedule, so like, you still have the opportunity to beat them. This was in Reno, and the only thing that I said might change it is the fact that Cody Martin might not play. But he ended up playing, and I thought, Bob, he played pretty well. I know his minutes weren't as high as they usually are when he is healthy, but I thought he defended well, and he made some plays offensively, too. I know his point total was only 4, but I thought he didn't hurt the team at all. I thought he looked like Cody Martin.
He did, but the other thing I was going to mention on his lack of minutes, he didn't start, so that meant his numbers minute-wise would probably go down, but I think he was limited as much for being in foul trouble. He fouled out in the game. He played, you know, he was in and then out because he kept picking up fouls. Boise State attacked him. He committed fouls. And I think that also, along with maybe being a little hurt the previous game, were why his minute numbers only went to 21. But I think Boise State had something to do with that. One of the things that I like from Boise State's perspective, Chandler Hutchison was our guest on the post-game show. And while everything you and I are saying about how it wasn't, you know, as big a deal as maybe the next one would be, you know, the at-large bid certainly doesn't really take a big hit losing this one. Nevada, we'll look a little later, but actually went up a long ways for getting this win against a very good Boise State team. But the team is disappointed, and I think that's good for Boise State moving forward.
Probably just execution down the stretch. We had a couple of tough ones there where, you know, just plays – you know, just mental errors or something, and something can go wrong when, you know, they had very little. And it's tough when you're on the road when you make those mental errors, because it's already so hard to win. So we've just got to do a better job eliminating those. And, you know, we got a team that cares, you know, it hurts a lot in this game, especially there when, you know, we were right there at the end, but we feel like we beat ourselves there at the end. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, motivation there. You know, you don't want to leave. It's tougher to leave when you're like, hey, we did everything we could and they're just a better team. We don't feel that way. We feel like we kind of, you know, hurt ourselves there down the stretch. And those are definitely some things there that we can fix and get better.
And that was Chandler Hutchison on our postgame show after the game Saturday night. Bob and Chris here on Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket, talking about Boise State in Nevada from Saturday night. And Chris, I'm glad the team feels that way. Last year, Nevada won both games, and that's why they won the regular season, because they had four losses. Boise State had six, the difference being the two head-to-heads. Last year, I thought Boise State had some matchup problems with Nevada. I think they do have some matchup problems with Nevada, but I think they have some other things this year that are a little bit different from what Nevada does. So I think I feel better about a second matchup with Nevada than I did last year after the first game.
Yeah, and you're probably the best one to speak on it. It felt different, though. It didn't. This was just one of those either-or games where in the last 3 minutes, you know, one team got a big basket, and when Nevada's defense is locked in, they are really tough to score on. So when it's close in the last 2 minutes, and now you're facing that switching defense, and they're really engaged, it's really tough to get a basket, and especially in a situation where, what, the Broncos needed a three, Nevada knew that Boise State would like to take a three, it's really hard against a switching defense to then get a clean look at a three, and maybe some of it was self-inflicted, and that's what Chandler Hutchison was saying after the game. But I do like the attitude of, yeah, they're not better than us. They just won the game. It's like when you're playing pickup, it's, you know, 10 all down the stretch, it's win by two and you play to 11. I mean, just because one team ends up winning 13-11, it doesn't mean that they were significantly better than your team. It's just they got a couple of baskets in a row. If you played to 17, who knows what would have been the difference there. So I'm with Chandler on that. I do think in this game there were a lot of things that Boise State can take to learn from and use it for matchup number two, because now that they've experienced this defense once. Like number one, for example, I think improved post play is something that will be needed in game number two. Now it's just a matter of, is the personnel for Boise State good enough to take advantage of the switches that Nevada does? There's opportunities when, like, you know, Chris Sangfelder is defended by a 6'4 player, or, you know, underneath the basket when Zach Haney's in and he sets that high pick and roll and they switch it, that he has a, you know, 6'4, 6'5 guy on him. How often can Boise State take advantage of those switches with post-ups? Very often they like to, you know, to shoot the three. The 3-point's been a heavy part of Boise State, and post-ups have not been something that they rely on a lot to score and to punish a defense. But it really does seem like, at least from watching game number one, that was one of the striking observations, is that can they be more efficient taking advantage of a smaller guy on the block and that guy being able to score? Sangfelder took 13 shots, which is a high total for him in a game. And five of them were behind the arc, which means eight of them were in the interior. And I thought that was one of the things that Coach Rice at least tried to deploy, is Chris Sangfelder using his offensive skills down low and seeing if he could get something going against Nevada. Now, the efficiency maybe wasn't there like you would want it to be, but could that improve for game number two? I absolutely think it could.
The other thing that I think needs to improve for game number two is something that hasn't been there the last five games. After Justini and Jessup scored a career-high 23, making 5 of 7 threes in the home game against New Mexico, in the five games since, he's 5 out of 23 from beyond the arc. That's 22%. The biggest part of his game is shooting the three ball. I think San Jose State and Air Force this week may be exactly what the doctor ordered to get Jessup the confidence back and the shot back, because he is a guy that I think they need to do quite a bit more offensively. The one matchup problem that I take moving forward that I think Boise State has the most difficult time at handling is Jordan Caroline, their big guy that plays a lot like Charles Barkley. He scores 22 and 13 against Boise State. I think that is where Boise State's going to have trouble again. He's a very good player, and I think he's the matchup problem more than anybody else.
And that's big, because one of the things I wrote down was tempo and how big of a deal that tempo is, and that starts defensively, because I think the more that it turns into a half-court game and the more Nevada can set their defense it's just really hard to score on them. But when Boise State got the opportunities off of misses to throw it ahead and then have a guy going at a head of steam in a, against somebody else in a one-on-one situation, that was the best way that they got dribble penetration all game. When Nevada sets their defense, it's really hard to get dribble penetration and to use screens to get in the interior inside the three-point line because of their switches. But that gets negated when you get ahead of steam, and that starts with getting stops. And if Caroline's being just the monster down low and getting rebounds and just being tough to stop, it's all of a sudden tougher for Boise State to be able to run off Nevada misses. So in a way, it starts with defense, but I don't know if you got the same thing that I did. Rarely do you think like, oh, the team with all the athletes, you want to get into a track meet with them. But just the style that Nevada runs defensively, yeah. I do think Boise State, it's beneficial for them to be able to run. And the more possessions in the game and the higher tempo, the better chance that Boise State has against them.
Agree. Mark your calendars. February 14th, as Mike Prater has said, make Valentine's Day a date. Take your date to dinner. Nice place to eat. And then on to Taco Bell Arena, 9 o'clock. Boise State needs it in the rematch